Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Rivi'i B'Shabbat, the fourth day of the week, and in the fourth aliyah of the double parsha, Matot Maaseh, we have 72 psukim. In this aliyah, Moshe accepts the offer of B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain. These two shvatim, together with part of Shevet Menashe, will settle on the other side, the eastern side of the Jordan River, and they will help B'nai Yisrael conquer Eretz Yisrael. The Torah then recounts the journeys of the Jews in the desert, the 42 journeys, the 42 stops, which took them from Egypt to the banks of the Jordan River right before they enter Eretz Yisrael. In the beginning of Parashat Maaseh, again, when we are presented with the list of the 42 stops, the list is introduced with sort of strange terminology. Take a look at Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Bet. It's important to look inside if it's hard to follow. The Torah says, "Vayichtov Moshe et motzaehem lemaaseihem al pi Hashem, ve'elem maaseihem lemotzaehem." Moshe wrote their, B'nai Israel's, departures of their travels by the command of Hashem, and these are the travels of their departures. There's many questions on these psukim, but we'll ask just one. Why all the repetition and why the switch? In the beginning it says, the pasuk says that Moshe wrote their motzaihem lemaaseihem, their departures of their travels, but then the Torah says that these are the maaseihem lemotzaihem, their travels of their departures. Departures of their travels, travels of the departures. Why the repetition and why the switch? Many mefarshim offer various answers. In this short FMT, I'd like to share only one answer, which I shared last year, and many people told me it was important for them to hear it, so I decided to repeat it. But if you're interested in hearing other answers, please WhatsApp me privately. Perhaps one can suggest an answer to the question just asked. Why the switch from motzaihem lemaaseihem, maaseihem lemotzaihem, departures of their travels, travels of their departures? Why? Perhaps one can suggest this. Very often in life, people go through stages in their lives. Elementary school to high school to perhaps a year in Israel, a year in Israel to college, one job to this job, one house to that house. And people mistakenly say all they want to do is leave that stage of their life for the next stage of their life. They say the next stage will be better. This stage is irrelevant, but the next stage, oh, it's not perfect now. It's irrelevant now. I'm going to forget it now. But the next step, the next step, the next step. They're always looking for the next step and forgetting about the current step. And what we don't realize is that every stage, every stop along the way in our lives, in our own personal journeys, each stop builds and prepares us for the next stage. Excuse me, we need to appreciate where we've been. We have to look back and grow from that place and only then move forward. And perhaps that's the Torah's message. B'nai Israel moved from one stage to the next. They experienced the motzaihem lemaaseihem. They experienced the departures of their travels. But their travels were just that. Departures. Departures of their travels. Their travels were just departures and exits from the last place. Moving on, moving on, moving on. However, Hashem wanted them and wants us to view our stages and our moves differently. Hashem wants us to view our departures as prerequisites to our progress. Maaseihem lemotzaihem, their travels of their departures. Realize that their travels included their departures. Realize where we have been. We have to view our departures as part of our travels. And that also might explain why at each step of the 42 stops in the desert, the Torah does not only tell us where we went, but where we've been. So take a look in Pasuk Yud and Yud Aleph and Yud Bet. B'nai Israel traveled from Elim, and they encamped in Yam Suf. And they traveled from Yam Suf, and they encamped in Midbar Sin. And they traveled from Midbar Sin, and they encamped in Dofka. Now wait a second. If they went from Elim to Yam Suf, for example, they settled in Elim and then traveled again, of course we know that they left the Yam Suf. If they went from Elim to Yam Suf and then they moved on from Yam Suf. So why does the Torah see the need to tell us that they left Yam Suf? We know that already. Perhaps the answer is what we're saying. Where we've been is just as important as where we're going. Moving from one station in our life without recognizing what we've gained from the last station is imprudent. And this is an important message to keep in mind. We can never forget all of the people and all of the places that helped us get to where we are right now. Our schools, our community, our teachers, above all, our parents and family helped us become the people that we are today. And our next stage in life should not be viewed as a departure from those people and places, God forbid. Quite the opposite. Appreciate where we've been and thank everyone who helped us then and now. That's one answer, perhaps. Again, if you'd like to hear other answers, please WhatsApp me privately. In the meantime, have an amazing day, everyone.